As you already know from my articles, what I am struggling with is manage to teach people to not look from the mind. You see, if you look from the mind, then you keep on seeing the exact same thing. So if something was wrong 1,000 years ago, it's still wrong. If something was right 1,000 years ago, it is still right, because what makes it right or wrong is not reality, but what you said about it, and it's stored as your worldview in your mind. So whenever I want people to move their eyes, but only the eye. Not with all the opinions and all the feelings and all the memories, to a different place, as we do it in the driftwood exercise. They don't. They just take everything. So the results, therefore, are not changing. If you see wrong where you have always seen wrong, then all the consequences, all the decisions and all the behaviors and all the life script is going to continue to repeat. So it's obvious that the enemy is to move yourself, to consider yourself not your mind, but to consider yourself not in the mind, a total different entity. I don't care if you put yourself into the observer's position, the witness's position, or just look from the self. No matter where else you look from, you are going to see something different. So the challenge is to removing yourself from the mind, which I normally call having your head up your ass. Why? Because the thing is that in the mind, whatever you have seen is hard-coded, and you can't see anything else. Not that there is anything to see in the mind, but for you, all of reality is in the mind, which means you have never seen reality. And I simply can't help you until you learn to do that. I have no idea how to do that. I mean, I was born with it. Anyway, so we are going to practice this in this afternoon's context, and we are going to practice it in tomorrow's look different, see different. I forgot what I called it, something. Look not from the mind, or I don't remember what I called it, but we are going to practice it tomorrow as well.